A technology company successfully test-launched one of its airships high above the New Mexico desert this week. The company, Sky, hopes its airship will one day be able to improve internet connectivity and collect data on everything from industrial pollution to wildlife threats. The airship launched on Tuesday. The test was meant to see whether the ship could reach the Earth's stratosphere and stay there for a long period of time. The stratosphere is the upper layer of the Earth's atmosphere. It begins around 11 kilometers above the Earth's surface and ends about 50 kilometers above the Earth's surface. On Wednesday morning, Sky announced the test was a success. The result means the company is closer to being able to reproduce and sell its airship technology. The head of Sky is Danish businessman Mikkel Vestergaard Franzen. He started Sky after the U.S. space agency NASA asked technology companies to think about ways to build an airship that could rise into the Earth's stratosphere and stay there for longer than 8 hours. At the time of NASA's suggestion, no airship could remain in the stratosphere for longer than 8 hours. The researchers at NASA and the Jet Propulsion Lab in California said a ship that could stay in the stratosphere for a long period of time could provide important data for scientists. Vestergaard Franzen said he was pleased with the test. In a news release, he said, "The ship holds extraordinary potential for stratospheric discovery." He said he believes the company's airships will be able to gather data on methane pollution, help get internet to parts of the world without it, and look for wildfire threats. He said he hopes the company's airships will be available for purchase in the next 18 to 24 months. It takes the company about 8 months to build each ship. Sky's airship is made from special material that reflects the sun. It runs on solar panels and lithium sulfur batteries. The ship is designed to carry heavy equipment. The airship is filled with helium gas and does not have a crew. The ships can also carry heavy equipment. Sky is based in Roswell, New Mexico. One of the company's investors is New Mexico's Economic Development Department. Sky is also working with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and New Mexico's government to study air pollution and climate change. David Kim is Sky's chief technology officer. He called the successful test a milestone moment. I'm Dan Friedel.